listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show. And coming to you live out of Alaska, the Alaska Fair is live and well, $15 a head, and tons of people showing up. Not Ralph, but a lot of fun. Still sending our prayers and whatever to Texas with all the water. I can't even fathom 50 inches of water. I lived in southeast Kansas, and we got 11 inches in 3 days, and every dang thing in the world was underwater. The Osho River by Chanute had come in miles, and the part of Chanute, the town, was underwater. I can't imagine 50 inches. I don't know. But Texas will survive. I really like Texans. They're the ones that seem to come out of the woodwork and fight for our republic. A lot of the litigation and stuff, taking on Obama and his DACA and all his nonsense there that he won in. And I got to go back and see how that suit came out. But, I mean, they won at the Fifth Circuit and 2 out of 3, and the Supreme Court wouldn't touch it. So I don't know why that's still alive and well. I mean, it's just amazing. I got around and I saw Sharpton and I can't think of that idiot out of Chicago, the black guy out of up there, and another black guy, and they were saying they were had a big conference and we all worship one God. Yes, sirree. The Jews worship one God. The Christians worship one God. Islam worships one God. Blasphemy. Christians worship one God with Christ. He who does not have Christ does not have the true God. The Jews. Oh, yeah, we have the first 5 books of the Bible, but they don't use it. They use the Babylonian Talmud, the rabbis. Mishnah was the first book. Yeah, it's what the rabbi says. I want to watch Marching, or the, I forgot the name of the Marching to Zion. That is a really a great video to expose that, framing the world. And they have a new video out, and I'm not getting anything out of it. They have a new one out called Babylon. And they've ID'd, which a lot of people have done in the past, other religions also, that D.C. is the last Babylon. And he makes a real good case for it. I got to go back and watch it a time or two. It's like marching to Zion. He backs all of his stuff up with biblical and logical sense. What a novel idea. But I couldn't believe these people up there saying we all worship one God put in there. I mean, the Catholic Church is in on this. I mean, all these, the Hagee and out of Texas and some of these other idiots. I mean, God, oh, freaking mighty. Any common sense would tell you if you read the Bible and understand you cannot have God without Christ, if you're a Christian, ball game over. I mean, it's just in Galatians, it talks about if you believe in Christ, you have the promise of Abraham. And that Hagee and some of these other idiots, oh, the Jews over there are so damn special in Israel and all this nonsense. And the Khazars that came out of Russia, which are Ashkenazis now, and they're warring. They're not the Christians, they're the false Jews. Sephardics are technically the correct Jews over there, and they treat them like S-H-I-T. But I don't know. I tell you, truth is a strange thing. We live in a crazy world, and I'm going to go over some stuff today to hopefully enlighten and to believe nothing that I say. By the way, my webpage, I think I might get it up before the end of the month. I've got the instructions now, and I just got to get time. But an update on a couple of cases. Rappert's case had a Rappert in Minnesota that was prosecuted for not filling out a return. His signature. They wanted his signature. You go to jail in America for your signature. That's right. That's the old, there's several variations of the old Star Chambers game. But the one that is probably most applicable, if you go reading the Supreme Court and you go to Wikipedia and see some of this too, they've got some references to this, but they don't have the Supreme Court cases. But it's a trilemma. Self-incrimination. We must get you to self-incriminate yourself. By threats, duress, going to jail. Hartman up there in Minnesota. Well, you're going to build a septic system or we're going to put you in jail. And you're going to pay for it. Based upon regulations, definitions that are terms out of a memorandum that Minnesota doesn't even have, which we got, and those terms don't even exist, and that memorandum or this thing that's put together by the federales on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife or whatever the hell the name of that thing, Fish and Game, doesn't even exist in statutory law. Heck, you can't make this stuff up. And in Minnesota, they actually, they put it right out in the open. That's how blazing it's getting. We have our policy, which is law, water law. Our policies. Policy is smoking mirrors nonsense. My policy is I'd like to see Hillary and all them people put in jail and hung for treason. That happens to be the law if we could ever get it invoked here by anybody. I think they still kill people for treason. I don't know. I'd just love to see Hillary and Bill and Obama and Michelle. Well, we might find out it's Michael now. With all the different pictures coming out about her, she's sure structurally unique for a woman. God, oh, you can't make this. You can't. I mean, it's just we're living in. This is must be a precursor to hell. I don't know. You can't make this stuff up. It's so bad. It's so ridiculous. And we have so many people, which I'm going to go over, is we need, if we do not understand who we are, how we've been conned, how are we going to try to even stand for the truth? Say, believe nothing I say. I'm also going to be putting up on my homepage many books that are in very, very rarely, you will never find them, hardly ever, maybe in a law library, like Gonzaga, there are very few in existence, and I'm going to be making those available to the people that are a member of the IRS list. It's $250 postal money order, or if you can't afford it, you just have to tell me. Give me an excuse that's reasonable, and I will add you. I don't keep anybody out that doesn't have the money. That's not the purpose of what I'm doing. That's going to be coming up. I've got the thing. I've just got to take the time. But right now I have a Rappert's thing, which I'll get back to. He had a post-conviction relief, which they took 2 months because everything they did over there was unlawful and illegal in Rappert's case. They can only audit a return if they get you to volunteer. The power of inquisition of the IRS in the court case only exists only if you volunteer. Then they can come and audit your return. But if you do not volunteer, they have no power of what's called the power of inquisition, where they go in, do their own research, make their own determination, and say, yay, I'm judge, jury, and whatevers. Hard to believe that it's all about who we are and our signature. I have a brief on the Jews starting the mortgages way back. I think it was 500 AD, somewhere along in their mortgages. Because they are money makers. They understand the money system. They couldn't do common law. The king wanted them. He got them in the 12th century back in England because he wanted to fleece the people that were his subjects. But he couldn't do it. So he got the Jews, hired them. And they were there for about 200 years, and then England booted them out because they were stealing from the king. That's how good they are. Because they understand, and they made up a money system based on what's called a Jewish shatar. S-H-E-T-A-R. And I have a brief on it. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you email me. Put IRS the subject matter and read it. This is the game of the mortgages today, which I got under a commercial security agreement when I had a corporation and an unincorporated. I still had those darn things. They're called commercial security agreements, which is a Jewish shatar. And I could not believe it when I actually challenged, because I was learning as I've been doing this for quite a while. Started back in the 90s. And when I challenged, I found out, I said, if I don't get the original document back, that thing is still alive. And all they want to do is make you a copy when you pay off a car. And I refused. I stopped making payments. I said, wait a minute here. I'm not going to do this anymore. Where's my original? Well, what's wrong with the copy? I says, well, what's wrong with the original? And in 10 days, less than 10 days, I was in court. Before a judge. Can't remember his name now. And he said that I had to pay off and bring that money to court. And then all of a sudden somebody gave him a high sign. So that's probably a Mason type situation. I don't know. I can't prove it. I don't know what happened. It was no more out of his breath. And, oh, no, no, you got to go over to Key Bank and do this. And I took over cash. I had a friend that gave me $110,000 plus on a handshake. That's pretty amazing to happen. Talk about providence. I offered that to this guy, and he wouldn't take it. He said he had a jurisdictional problem. He said, go get a cashier's check. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, I'm going to offer it to you one more time, and I'm walking out of here. And he took it. And Richard, Minnesota and some other people have said probably what was going on. You can't play a debt with a dead instrument. I don't know for sure. I don't know the real answer, but I know he didn't want to do it. So he knew more about the money system, obviously, than I do or did. But when I read that commercial security agreement, I could not believe that I had signed up. I wasn't reading stuff back then. I just had a business. I needed a line of credit. I needed to borrow money for vehicles, and everything was well. The business was growing. I got up to a $2 million gross and growing, and everybody's happy, and I'm making money. Then when you challenge the system, I read in this commercial security agreement that if they feel uncomfortable, if they don't feel that I can be making all the payments in the world at their discretion, they can pull everything just like that. And that's what they did. They said, well, we don't feel comfortable with what you're doing now because you're challenging our system. So that's how they try to keep people in line. I didn't realize it until I experienced it. And then I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Bottom line is they would have taken everything basically except my shorts and my jeans and shirt, shoes. That's about it. They got everything because I had signed over all bank accounts, all everything, regardless of what it was. They got everything to cover the loan. Actually, it wasn't a loan. It was using their credit, what it was doing. I got all of those originals back. Each one of them had 7 staple marks for some reason. I don't know what the deal was with that. I got all of my originals back after about a couple weeks, after I'd paid the guy the money. And then I got letters as though those things were alive for a year in the mail. Now, I don't know what that was about. My presumption is they do them like these mortgages. They get around and they bundle them and they're making money. Who God knows how they make money behind the scenes in the crazy world of the moneymakers. But I can tell you one thing. Anybody that steps into a Jewish shatar, i.e. a mortgage, i.e. especially a commercial security agreement, you're DOA, man, if they want to make your life miserable. They can do it just on a whim. They don't like you. You speak up against them, and you're done. And that's what I did. I challenged the system. I just wanted my originals. That's all I wanted. Oh, you can't have those. Well, why can't I have those? They shouldn't be of any value if the loan is over. They used to do on the deeds, they cut them with a sawtooth. And each person had a copy of that thing. And then when you paid off the land, you got it back, and they matched up to this sawtooth. Indenture, I think, is what it was. I think it was an indenture, something like that. That was in Alaska. They used to do that. And so then when you paid off the land, you got the original back, and you could prove it because it matched up with the sawtooth that where they had cut it with this thing. Isn't that amazing? We don't do any of that anymore. I've already been through this mortgage nonsense. Went through that a couple times with houses. I get around to a mortgage. Next thing I know, I have been notified that no longer is it under, it was National Bank of Alaska. Now it's Wells Fargo. Wait a minute, how did that happen? Or some other outfit. Why are they doing that? I found out they get around, they take my signature, their credit, and discount it 4 or 5 points, that's percentages, sell it to somebody else, so therefore they take their credit that I signed up for in my signature and sell it to another bank and turn it into money. And, of course, they use the MERS system, Mortgage Electronic something or other system out of Delaware, and they send all the originals to. And I know there's people out there now that I think some of them are winning because the originals the bank does not have. So the question is, where in the hell are those originals? What are they doing with them? What is going on behind the scenes here? That'd probably give us all a heart attack if we understood the real principalities of evil and how much they've infiltrated our society and our lives. Well, I'm going to get back to the... I finally got it done. I have the latest political status, citizenship, and allegiance document done. Finally got it done. And I'm going to go over some of the reasons for doing it. And the reasons why it is so important. There are 2 steps in what I am doing, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody that tangles with the IRS or basically any government issue, you must have your status in the public record because under the Federal Evidence Rule 901 number 7, it becomes self-authenticating when you get certified copies. This is the crazy world we live in. You just can't say it and make it happen. It's not going to, that's, you got to do something that, I'll back in a minute. Thank you.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'm telling you, if we do not understand that we have 50 separate sovereign countries, and they are joined together, called the several states, under the Constitution of the United States and the Union of States. And they're called several states. We have to start with, why would I need to be, where is my power of the elective franchise? What is inalienable rights? What is citizen? What does it mean to be born on the land? Law of the land. Why would I want to be tied to the land and not a fiction in law? These are all important things. But I think probably one of the best places, and I'm just going to give a brief overview, then we're going to get into it. The bottom line is they have overthrown all of our total court systems, without exception, except we still have a Federal Court of Claims and a Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, if you know how to enter that window, which we're going to be doing shortly, and the Supreme Court of the United States that does everything. It's playing both sides of the fence, which is not a good thing. I have not got into the Federal Court of Claims. I've got to get the habeas done. But in this, how did they do it? The brief overview is they created a fictional citizen of the United States that does not exist anywhere. It's a statutory creation. Any statutory creation is under the control of he who creates the thing in the statute. It's called a fiction in law. Corporations are granted by legislature, by Congress. trusts, partnerships, all this stuff are statutory creations. They started this with the in the 14th Stat 27 in 1866. Then they did the 14th Amendment. And they'd already did the 13th, replacing the original 13th, which kept the lawyers and attorneys out of the law, which I have to have several books, which I'm going to be making those available too. I actually have an original out of Virginia, $1,000 for two volumes. They can't say that Virginia didn't recognize it because I have the book that said they did it from Virginia. Okay? Then, once we got the fiction status, we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Then in 2 years, that was 1868, they did that. In 1870, they got around and figured out they could make the blacks all naturalized, being a citizen of the United States of America. A citizen of the United States is a federal created citizenship. It is valid only in territories and possessions. It's valid in the District of Columbia. You are a qualified elector by definition in D.C. It does not exist in the several states, except on forts, arsenals, and all that, where the land is exclusively under the federal control. And it is an overlay, never to be used. The 13th, 14th, and 15th, never to be used, except under what's called color of law, 42 Stat 1983, under color of law, when it's only to be used against state law or anybody that operates under state authority called state actors. Otherwise, it remains dormant. Isn't that amazing? You don't find that anywhere, will you? We're going to go over some of this today. Can I prove this? Yep. Cruikshank. Slaughterhouse cases, the 1938 amendment, 1938 congressional record is amazing. It took an 1887 research document with all of this in it, put it in plain English, documented by holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States, have not been changed. So then the next question becomes, so they got around and they changed our status from citizens of the several states, which is where the elective franchise and suffrage all exist, to be a citizen of one of the several states, a citizen of one of these countries, where they all have their own constitutions, their own laws. And the only time the feds get involved is for things in Article 1, where they can do commerce, immigration. See, that's another killer. You can become a, quote, citizen of the United States, a federal citizen only, with no domicile in any of the several states. Oh, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here, and Mike in Kentucky, you got a question or a comment here? We'll deal with that first.
Law library, because I first heard about the 13th Amendment probably, I'm going to say, 23 or 4 years ago on one of these, you know, right-wing anti-government militia gun nut Janet Reno hater radio talk shows, you know. And I was like, well, I can go look that up in the library. And sure enough, on original hemp paper, it was rebound. I found two different volumes of Laws of Kentucky. The Constitution was printed in 1822 as ratified the original 13th Amendment. Just matter of fact, right there on the page, no big deal. You know, it didn't say anything about, you know, that there wasn't a required number of states that had passed it. They just published it as if it was ratified, and I think that's the case with the state of Virginia as well. There's no record, I think, of them voting for it.
Well, I have it put into the codification of all their laws that it passed. Well, go ahead.
Okay, well, good. Several states had just published it because the other states had already ratified it and a required minimum number at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have included Virginia, but I think it was even published up until like 1874 by the territory of Montana, and way past the war between the states, and then some states didn't know what to do with it, so they put the Lincoln's 13th Amendment as the 14th and the 14th as the 15th.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of states that didn't know what to do with it. And then they just kind of, I guess at some point they faded it away. But I got a book, I think it's the 1890 and the 1910 or somewhere, Bouvier's Law Dictionary. I only have like half of, it's a two-volume set, and I have half of one of them and both volumes.
Yeah, 1914?
Maybe it's the 1914.
Yeah, it's a three-volume set. I have all that OCR. Yeah, well, that's available for anybody on the list.
And you go into the title page, and what does it say? It says the laws of the United States and of the several states, and the word several states is capitalized, capital S. Mm-hmm. For both of those, as if it's a proper named entity. Mm-hmm. And so the several states is a legal concept beyond the United States. It's foreign to the United States, I think. When you find that on the title page to a book of law, then it's hard to deny that that the several states have their own existence in addition to the United States. But now they've tried to, you try to talk to some people about that, and they say, well, that goes back to common law. That no longer applies. Common law was vacated, or, you know, they come
That's
up
something
with
else I have available, too. I have the 1810 Giles Jacobs. I bought one of those dictionaries out of England, 1792, and it was redone in America in 1810 by Tomlin. And I have that available all on. That'll be available to the IRS, the people, too, that are on my list. It's many volumes. It's the actual common law of England where they took out the subject and all that and put it into citizen and all that in America. 1810. Amazing information.
Well, what you had mentioned earlier, I guess, about the 1938... Is that something you've got included in a package deal or something? That's 1938?
Well, it's available to anybody. I put it out on my list, on all the lists, but if you want to see it, it's a 1938 congressional record that's based on an 1887, and it goes into plain English, and I'll probably read a little bit of that at the end of the show. The citizen of the United States, there is no elective franchise, there is no right of suffrage for a citizen of the United States. That's a federal citizen status, and the only purpose of it is a fiction in law to pound on the states or the state actors if they didn't do something. That's otherwise, it remains dormant. It has no thing. And what they have done, which is what I found, and Curtis Lyson out of North Carolina brought this to my attention. I'd looked at it back in 2011 and done some research, but I didn't know what to do with it. I forget about these things, and he brought it to my attention. It's called local or private law. And what they are doing, they are legislating local, i.e. private law. It's private. And they can't do it for all these things of the elective franchise and all this. There's a ton of stuff they can't do it for. But the way that they get you and me to agree to it, that's why every frickin' damn thing you do has got a citizen of the United States buried into it somewhere. You can't vote without being a citizen of the United States. Why do I have to keep saying this stuff? Why can't I get a loan without being a U.S. person or a citizen of the United States? Why can't I sit on a jury without being a citizen of the United States? Why can't I get a driver's license? Why do I have to keep saying this? Because they need my consent with my signature that I just love those private law bastards in D.C. or in our capitals of these states. That I want to step outside the inalienable rights from the Creator. In reality, you're saying I want to sign up for the devil's man's law. I want to step out from that. That's what we're doing. It's that simple. It's a terrible thing. But we're saying, I don't want the inalienable rights from the Creator in the Declaration of Independence. I have to, with my consent, I want to be into man's law under the devil. And guess who's in charge of all that? Well, we got all those bastards and criminals in all of these several states, or all these states, and in Congress, these people have nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States, almost nothing. That's what they're doing. And they've overthrown our court systems because we keep signing up for it.
My understanding, a lot of these courts have what's called local rule, And it's
all of the federal courts have local rules, and that came out of the 1934 Act, which says that the rules of court trump statutes. Can you believe
it? I'm talking about local judges and can get together in a given district, and they just establish local rules. And where I'd found that out was a case where a cousin of mine had went through the entire class, got the state-granted privilege to carry concealed, and had the card on him. And when he got pulled over, he told the officers, you know, had his hands on the dash, I've got a gun in the car, I've got my permit here. But he had not, I guess, mailed it all in and finished everything. So, he had everything properly stored. The ammo was separate from the gun was in the glove box and all that stuff. They confiscated his gun and threw him in jail. And last I heard, he never got it back. But the local rule, I was happened to be sitting there, and the judge said, well, our local rule is that you can't have any part of the firearm in the console between you and the passenger seat. It all has to be in the glove box.
Yep.
So they established their own local rules.
Absolutely.
And where are those published? Where are those published where you're on notice what they are? They're not.
I can tell you where they're doing them in Alaska.
Okay.
The Alaska Bar Association. The Alaska Bar Association took over our court system in 1974. They changed the names of the court, changed the seals, and they even have in a rule of court, anything that the legislature does that is in opposition to a rule of court requires a two-thirds vote by the legislature before it can even get to the governor. I kid you not. It's in a freaking rule of court. Who do you think is in charge?
The supermajority, they call it, I guess.
No, the freaking damn bar members. And then they changed the bar rules. They have a bar rule 5 and 64 that says you have to swear allegiance to the bar and all this. And if you want to play in our world, in the private law, if you don't uphold that, we boot you out. So that's how they control the attorneys in Alaska. Because if you come up against them, you can only go so far. And if you cross that line, you're no longer a bar member.
So I've heard some people's strategy is to help if they can do it, because of tort reform, they get a law firm to help them file a court case themselves and pay the filing fees, and then the law firm will help them on the backside after the case gets established. And that way they don't have to worry about the law firm having to pay if, you know, the loser pays under tort reform, if you bring a case.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know this Roger Class case. He's got some people that are on a very important issue, which I've talked about, which I'm not going to talk about today, but it's about you can be factually legal, but it's totally unconstitutional. Those are two separate things, and he's got a big law firm out of New York that's taking this on because he tried a lot of other stuff, Patriot stuff, that doesn't work. A lot of it is true, but you're not going to win with it.
One of the reasons I bought that Bouvier's Law Dictionary when I found it was that
Do you have it in a PDF?
No, I just have it.
Do you have Skype?
I have it on the shelf.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have, mine is all available stuff, PDF, word searchable. Is a way so you can go
in. Anybody can look this up. It's 4 pages of really small fine print. When I was a young man, I about needed reading glasses, because you go look at the definition of the United States back then. It was 4 pages of small, fine print.
Now, I know, but that's why you have to get a PDF. You can blow it up, and then you can pass it around. And it's not
what I'm getting at is how can anybody can swear to understand what they're making an agreement with when it's that complicated to even understand
the definition?
It's not.
It's not all that complicated. They've made it complicated because of all this peripheral nonsense. That's what I'm talking about today.
What I'm getting at, though, is how can you – there's no meeting of the minds for a contract with something that complicated.
There is. The thing is they have so many nuances to it. You have to, when you get your foundation correct, then you can start to disseminate what the hell is a bunch of smoke and mirrors nonsense. They send you to all these paths down the road, off to the side. And
how can you swear an oath to allegiance to the United States when it's that dang complicated?
Well, there is a way. There is a way. That's what I'm talking about today. That's basically where I'm headed with some of it. It's because they've put so much stuff in our, they've obfuscated all this stuff. They made it so complicated.
Well, it's like the
because we don't understand. Can you definitively say what a citizen of the United States is? Do you know what it is? You know what
no,
it is?
No, because the definition is four pages long. I don't even know what
it's
the United
not.
States is.
No, it's not. Oh, you got to understand who you are. And once you understand who you are, then you can disseminate and say, well, that ain't me. I don't have to worry about that nonsense. I can prove who I am over here. Okay?
Well, I guess you're missing my point because what I'm
No, I am. I understand your point. I read all that stuff.
These phones, you know, when you, in order to agree to be on the Internet or agree to any of this stuff, they got a team of lawyers that's written some 40-foot-long page, you know, 40-foot-long contract, and you have to check a little box that you agree to the terms and conditions. Well, it's just ridiculous that you could agree to something that's written so complicated.
I understand. That's 100% true. There is no form that you can sign that you understand or I understand or anybody does because that's the other game. They do not disclose all of the terms and all of this stuff that would take a freaking lawyer, a set of lawyers to figure out because it's all embedded. Those words that we look at, they're terms. They have a whole new meaning. They are as different as dog means cat or dog means camel or dog means the devil. It's that ludicrous because a term...
Two or three months ago, I saw some financial news show. It was a mainstream financial news show talking about Wall Street Today, and they were talking about the credit cards agreements. And the most easiest one to understand was said to be written at a ninth grade level. And people just go ahead and sign up.
You know what
a
credit card is, simply stated? You know what it is?
Instructive fraud?
A credit card... It's called, there's two types. There's express contracts where you and I both get something back out of it. There's also called interdi in fact, which qualified as an express contract. You and I get something both out of it. There has to be consideration and all that. The other one is called an implied in law contract. That's your TIF form 1040, all of these different things, okay? 1040 for the federales, for the IRS. A credit card is I want the benefit to use somebody's credit, and implied in law, I am binding myself to pay back the credit that I am borrowing. The guy whose credit that I am borrowing has no obligation to me and can pound on me unmercifully. So it's I want to obtain a benefit. That's simply stated, and I am applying my signature to it. And in this crazy world, these people are granting you their credit. And, of course, behind the scenes, they're selling their credit, turning it into money, and God knows who knows what the hell happens. But that's all a credit card is. I want to use your credit with my signature, and I am binding myself to pay it back. And the other guy says, hey, I've been letting you use my thing, and I can come and do anything I want to that I can get away with. Okay?
Yeah, under that climate, what in the world is an unconscionable contract?
Well, you're supposed to know. You read it and signed it, didn't you? Well, you did. Did the terms available, all the terms and all the banking and all that, you couldn't, there's so much intertwined in, there's no way to understand it.
Yeah.
Want to win credit cards if you don't want
to
the benefit.
You have to admit that you lied and didn't understand what you were signing.
Well, it's I don't know what to tell you. All I can do is cease and desist or say you understood it because that's your signature and you're stuck. That's the world we live in. Okay?
Talk to you later.
Well, okay. Back to what I was talking about, this status, why our status is so important. Citizen of the United States, let's say, what is citizenship? Who are we? Do you know who you are? Very few people do. If Congress says that babies born over here in this country by some Mexican or some anybody foreign to our soil comes over here and all of a sudden that baby pops out and says, oh, you're a citizen of the United States. What does that mean? Does that mean they're part of the original Constitution with the laws of immigration of Congress? The immigration laws are totally under the control of Congress. Are the immigration laws of Congress citizens of the United States? Nope. Absolutely not. But Congress is saying we are going to grant you a fictional status as a federal citizen. There are no several states. We are putting you under our private local law that all the states have signed up for now because they're getting benefits. They've signed away. Oops, I got a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and now we've got another caller here. Let's see, let me get back here. Mark in Florida, you got a question or comment?
Yeah, I do, Ralph. Thanks for letting me in. You mentioned that the 13th, 14th, and 15th set dormant, except when a District of Columbia slave, when a state deprives a District of Columbia slave some
nope.
kind of
Nope, that's not what it
privilege.
Said. Nope. No, all it is, think of it as we have the several states, complete sovereign jurisdiction of all these countries. Only when anybody that works in the state government under the authority or any state law does something to deprive by discrimination, due process of law, or in the process of voting. Voting is not the elective franchise. They can't discriminate in the act of voting. So the elective franchise has to be open to all races and colors and all that stuff. That's the only time a citizen of the United States, which is under the power of Congress, not of the states, to come down and enforce the states or the state actors, the state people that are working under the state, the authority of the state, to quit their discrimination or give you due process of law and stuff. Otherwise, it becomes dormant. This comes out of the Cruikshank slaughterhouse cases and all that. It's a tough concept to understand because it's a fictional status over the real people. It's a prohibitive. That's the other way to look at it, which is in this 1938 congressional record, which has the 1887 based on the Cruikshank. It's a prohibitive thing. Like the 14th starts off, no state shall. No state. And then it always has subject to the jurisdiction. Well, the subject to the jurisdiction has a lot of options. And the only thing that empowers it is when the state laws or somebody working under the authority of one of the states does something that is discriminatory, deprives you of due process of law, or all that.
So it's not just limited to the act of voting.
I'm sorry, not limited to what?
To just voting.
Oh no! It's due process of law. It has the voting one is the 15th, and I've got right out of the congressional, out of the Supreme Court, out of the Circuit Court of the United States, constitutional, says there is no right for a citizen of the United States to, quote, vote. It is only, it's, you have to read it, is, and I was going to get to that if I get time today here, is out of these cases, that there is no, all it is a prohibitive thing. In the act of voting, the right is under the elective franchise and suffrage, being a citizen of one of the several states domiciled in one of the several states. This is Congress, basically, if you can think of it, they're up above in the fictional world saying, we have the authority, we've created the authority for, under, quote, color of law, that's 42 U.S.C. 1983, they did that in 1870. Under color of law, we can come down and pound on one of the state actors or the state. And in this also, Congress can't reach you and me. That's in this 19th. They have no authority individually or civilly to come after us in one of the several states. If we're domiciled in one of the several states, unless we're doing something in interstate commerce or something like that.
So a state could prohibit U.S. citizens from voting?
No. That's okay. Well, first of all, never use U.S. citizen. It was citizen of the United States. They cannot prohibit a citizen of the United States. What they are supposed to, the only power one of the several states has, is to be a citizen of one of that state that has a domicile. If you want to talk about this, you're going to have to hang on till we go through the break or the thing, okay?
I'll hang on.
Yeah, we got to go to break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.